My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dukes and Bell, we're down here in Jonesboro, Napa Auto Parts, guys, right outside the front door.
Hey, make some noise, studio audience. Make some noise over here, man.
Well,
there we go.
These are actually folks that are waiting on their Falcon flags as they're going to be handed out here. The Falcons promo team is out here, and they will be out here until supplies last. And one of the reasons we partnered up with them to be out here at Napa Auto Parts, guys. So come on through. Again, I think, and Mike said we did not hear the promo. I guess we didn't. I said sometime after 4, but between 5 and 7, right?
Yes, I can hear Mike Conte right now going, if you guys would just listen to the radio promo. So 5 to 7, but right now I can tell you 25 flags are gone because these guys are lined up. So get here while supplies last. And we'll be here till 7 o'clock, but it's always great to see so many of our audience and some of the best listeners in town that live here on the South Side.
All right, we got to talk some dogs.
It's time for the Dooley Report with Barbara Dooley. Brought to you by Kroger, fresh for everyone on Dukes and Bell.
Well, Barbara, you said it. Expect a tough game, and at least it was in the first half. But then in the second half, the Dogs prevailed last week. Great way to get the season started. We welcome into the show the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley. Thank you so much for being here, Barbara. What a performance by the Dogs, right?
It was a performance by the Dogs, but it took them a little while to get ready, didn't it?
there
is no question we've got the best defense in the country. They are big, they are strong, they are fast, and they are mean. And let me tell you, they were at their best. Well, they were at their best. They were great. So I have no problems with the defense, but I think Saturday, we probably need to come out and take control of the game early, so that some of our other players can get a chance to play. They need to get experience. I mean, my little friend Gunner Stockton, who is running, I think, number 2 quarterback, he got about 3 snaps at the end of the game. But there's so many of them that we need to look at, but we can't look at them if we're not way ahead. So I'm hoping for a way-ahead game so we can let some of these other kids into play.
Barbara, I think you're going to have plenty of time. They'll have plenty of time to get in against Tennessee Tech.
I think so. And you know what? I've never liked the word Tech. coming from Georgia Tech, and I've never liked the word Tennessee, and I think you know why. So I am not in love with this team that's coming to play us. That's for darn sure. And did you know they are Eagles? And the Eagles' name is awesome. Now, come on. He wasn't very awesome Saturday.
This is true.
Barbara Dooley joining us here on Dixon Bell. Mike and I were saying this, and with Vince, he would find a way in these kinds of games to keep the team motivated regardless of, your opponent. He always had something to add to it.
Right.
And I remember years he would come on with us and we'd be like, Vince, oh, this is going to be easy for the Dogs. He'd be like, slow down,
No, yeah. They're the third best punting team, Barbara.
Well, I started thinking about that last night when I was getting ready to talk to you. And I thought, what would Vince Dooley say? And he would say this. They have won 10 conference championships, the most of any school in the Ohio Valley Conference. Does that not sound like him?
Yes. It's true. It is so
true. And he would. He would find the little sisters of the poor would have some strong suit, let me tell you. But the thing that is interesting to me is that Middle Tennessee beat them in their opener last week.
Okay.
I mean, think about that. So what do you think the score's going to be?
Well, if I was a betting man, and we are, I would think I don't know how much. I know that probably Vince never, ever bet or even thought about betting on a game, but I would think that Georgia maybe comes out a little sluggish, Barbara, just because a little bit of a hangover from the big win over Clemson. And then same thing. Maybe by the second quarter, they start to put them away by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
I've got to tell you this story. I think you'll love it. When I was growing up, my daddy would bet on what time dinner was. Nothing was fun unless he had a bet on it. And my mother used to fuss at him all the time about betting. And so Vince became the head coach, and Daddy didn't last but about a few months before he died. And the next season, the first season that Dad was gone, Mother would call and go, "How's the team doing Saturday?" And I'd go, "Oh, they're doing all right. Well, is so-and-so playing?" And I'd say, "Hey, Vincent, is so-and-so playing Saturday?" "Yeah, he's playing, he's good." So the next Saturday, Mother would call and say, the next Friday, "Tell me about the team. Who's playing this week?" And this went on the third week. Vince says, "Your mother is betting. Do not talk to her again." And she was. She had inherited Daddy's bookie, and she was betting on football games.
She inherited his bookie.
Yeah, well, she inherited his bookie.
Did Dad win a lot? Is my question.
Right.
Do you know?
We don't have any idea. All I know is we never wanted for food or clothes, so we were good. I didn't know any of that. But I will tell you one thing. We have got to stay focused, and I think Kirby – might be, as of now, the best coach, college coach in the country. He seems to be able, even if we're dragging that first half, I don't know what he did in that locker room, but it was a whole different team that second half. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And Barbara.
But we wore the other defense out.
Out. Yep.
They were begging for air.
They were. And then Dabo, we played a soundbite earlier today, the coach at Clemson, Dabo Swinney. He has been very stubborn, Barbara, about not bringing players in the transfer portal. And it seems like there's a lot of pressure on him now because, Kirby builds his team on a big, strong foundation. But when he needs to get some guys, he doesn't depend on it, but he does use it. It seems like Dabo needs to get with the program or he's going to be out of a job here.
Well, Dabo won't be crying. He'll be set. He'll go like Muschamp and all the rest of them. They'll have their pockets full and a smile on their face.
I love it, Barbara. 'Cause you know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Jimbo Fisher just recently said that you can only do...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So much golfing and fishing. I'm like, really? $75 million? They cut the check? I'm with you on this. But I think Dabo wants to prove that he can pull this team and this program out of whatever this is and get back to prominence and playing for national championships. I think he wants that more than being on the other side of it. Barbara Dooley, our guest, guys, every week we talk to Barbara about the Dogs and college football. So, Barbara, real quick, do you like these kickoff games? Do you like these big games where, you know, every the start of the season? Okay.
I love them since I'm not a head coach's wife anymore. I think they're great.
Well, we were wondering because every year it seems like these games get bigger.
Right.
Labor Day is such a big weekend. Mike went over to Ireland for the Florida State game, which was, you know, obviously week zero.
Yeah.
But that the kickoff games are so good.
They are, and the hype is even better than the game. By the time the game kicks off, I'm worn out. I am worn out with nerves. So I think it's great, and I think fans today want to see all of these big games. They don't really care about going to the Tennessee Tech game.
That's true. You're right. And
you can sit at home. Watch three different games in a row while we're playing Tennessee Tech and just check the score to see how many touchdowns we've scored.
Right.
She's not lying.
Right.
Barbara Dooley, Barbara basically just said that's why Georgia and the SEC, Carl, needs to go to a 9-game conference schedule.
They need to add.
Hey, you know, that would be good. Did you say that?
Yeah. Just get your money. You get your money's worth as a booster, though. I'd like to see better games. I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you can't say you'd pack the stadium because you pack the stadium now.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we keep adding seats, and the prices keep going up. I mean, have you tried to get a Texas-Georgia ticket under $700?
It's not happening.
Nope.
It's not happening.
Uh-uh. Not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous, but it's great.
It is. It's great, and it is ridiculous, all in the same sentence. Barbara Dooley joining us. All right, Barbara, we will have plenty of time to talk about some of these more competitive games that we believe.
Next week, Kentucky.
Yeah, on Georgia's schedule, and we know that Kentucky always comes out the physical. Kirby talks about it. Vince used to talk about it all the time. But we got to get past this one first. So, as you said, hopefully they'll handle business, and a lot of guys will get some playing time. But it is always good to talk with you. Barbara's brought to you by Kroger, guys. Barbara, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
There she is, Barbara Dooley.
What a sweetheart.
Well, yeah. I mean, her dad, though? I mean, seriously? Who's playing? And then the mom? Her mom's like, who's playing? That's great.
Gold, man. Every time you get Barbara wound up, man, you always get something different, something we're not expecting. But, man, she has been gold. But she's right, though. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I would rather pay to see the better teams. If you're going to be a Georgia, it could be anybody, Auburn, Clemson, whoever, Tech. You want to see the best competition. And I think eventually, once we get the new TV contract, we will get that 9-game conference schedule for
yeah,
the SEC.
I will also say, because you will have teams that have more than one loss in this new college football playoff era, teams are going to be more tempted to play out of conference these big games. Mike, USC, right. LSU was a great game. It's not going to hurt LSU. They could still get in the college football playoff. Right. I think you're going to see more of that. Coming up, we're going to talk to our man Benjamin Albright. He's an NFL insider. We'll get his thoughts on tonight. The NFL starts. Chiefs, Ravens. Tomorrow we get Eagles, Packers. And then Sunday, our Falcons. I said our Falcons. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Take on the Steelers. We're live on the South Side, guys. Napa Auto Parts is Dukes and Bell. Thanks to Barbara Dooley, who stopped by, talking about the dogs. Mike, speaking of Kirby Smart, he was on the Steakhouse today. You can go check it out at odyssey.com. Did he address the suspension stuff?
I don't think they got into that. I know the Chip Towers. And by the way, dog fans, don't yell at Chip Towers. Don't kill the messenger. Somebody who works at Dog Nation has to ask some of the tough questions about the off-the-field stuff, right?
Absolutely.
But anyway.
It's his job.
But I did tell you, I think we talked about this last, it was Monday. Back to work Tuesday. Man, short work week. I love these Labor Day weekends. Now, maybe they're right in Europe. We only need to work 4 days a week.
I know. It's great, isn't
anyway, it? But no, getting back to it, we said that Kirby suspends, ETN, Trevor ETN, but he doesn't really say he suspends him. And then when the media asks, he's not going to give the media the satisfaction that, you know, you're going to somehow dictate the, you know, his message. Is that fair? So basically, Kirby did send a message to the rest of the team, but he's just not going to say that I suspended him, but basically it still was a suspension because he dressed and he didn't play.
Yeah, well, he dressed, he warmed up, and everybody's like, he's out there, but he ain't playing. We'll see if that's the case this week, too, because it could be, Mike.
But Kirby's just not going to give you that answer you're looking for, and that's his prerogative.
No doubt. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're down here on the South Side, Jonesboro, Napa Auto Parts, in conjunction with our Falcons. And the promo teams out here, they're going to be handing out those big Falcon flags so you guys can represent a lot
start
of folks.
Start at 5.
Yeah, stopping in and waiting in the parking lot for their opportunity. And, again, we appreciate these guys listening to the show. Thank you guys, man. We really appreciate y'all. I'm giving it a big, big shout-out to all the folks out here at Napa
crew.
Auto Parts.
Hey,
thank
man.
You, guys, man. Hey, this hour, by the way, is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's say good afternoon to our buddy Benjamin Albright. He joins us, NFL insider, and works for KOA in Denver. And we got a lot of questions, man, starting with tonight because you're in that division. You know, Kansas City, it just they don't lose these openers. They don't lose at home rarely. But this is a rematch of the AFC Championship game. And Benjamin, I'm curious to know, what do you think? Because the odds are stacked against Kansas City to three-peat. Nobody's done it. But yet, everybody says, hey, if Mahomes stays healthy, they got a real shot to do it.
Well, yeah, they've got a shot every year. Anytime you've got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, you're going to be in everything. I think the interesting part of this, though, was last year Kansas City was largely carried by their defense. It wasn't necessarily the offense that was the shining star there. And it's going to be interesting. They lost a few pieces. We'll see how that carries over on the Baltimore side. I mean, you've got a new defensive coordinator in Zach Orr. Michael McDonald obviously left to quit background vocaling for Toto and go be the head coach in Seattle. And so I think that there's going to be a little bit of a ramp up there. You know, anytime you have some turnover on defense with coaching, it tends to be some early season changes. I like Kansas City in this game. I think they're just too tough to stop, and I think they got better on offense.
I mean, if anybody can do it, it's that Mahomes magic, man. You talked about it. Nobody looked worse than the Chiefs. I always point to that Raiders game. Remember the Raiders were just beating them up in Arrowhead? Mm-hmm. And they kind of remind you of the Giants with Eli Manning, who could throw that switch. So if they can just find a way, like the Broncos did in Elway's last year, to just manage everybody's injuries, et cetera, get through it, because they proved they can go on the road and win in the playoffs, which that was always going to get them out of Arrowhead. So if I'm a betting man, I would put some money on the three-peat. I'm not sure what the odds would be, but I'd take it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's a tough AFC. It's tough to three-peat, and I get all the stuff stacked against them. But when you have the best coach and the best quarterback, it gives you an edge. It just gives you an advantage. Andy Reid is something ridiculous. I'm trying to remember what his exact record is when he's got 2 weeks to prep or more. But it is an absurd number. And, of course, he's had all offseason to prep for this game.
Benjamin Albright joining us. The big kickoff game tonight. What's your take on the Ravens, man, and Lamar? I mean, we saw Harbaugh defending him to the utmost to start camp, right? You know, the criticism, right? And, you know, people feel this way or that way. Lamar's been great. There's no debating that. Two-time MVP. But, you know, Mike and I say this, Benjamin, he's got to win playoff games, man. He's got to win when it matters most. Dukesism.
Yeah, that is the adage there. You know, he's a guy who doesn't win when it matters most. And in the playoffs, you get tougher defenses. You get defenses that can force you into certain things. And Lamar's got to overcome that. He's a heck of an offensive weapon. The greatest athlete to play quarterback of this generation. But, you know, you got to put him up with Vic and a few others. But of this generation, greatest athlete to play quarterback. But when you force him into certain passing scenarios, he folds. And that's been the knock on him. As much as, right, as anybody wants to crown him and talk about MVPs and all that kind of stuff, at the end of the day, when it comes to the playoff time, when it comes time that they force him to throw, it's been a problem. Now, adding Derrick Henry to the mix is going to be interesting. That's going to give him some more one-on-ones. Is it going to have to bring people into the box? You're going to put a spy on Lamar. That's going to open up running lanes for Henry. So it's going to be interesting to see how defenses funnel that run game and try to shut that down. But you know, I mean, this is something where Lamar, it's on him. You've got to prove it this year. Another guy, him and Josh Allen both this year. It's on you guys. You both have to prove it this year.
Talking with our man Benjamin Albright from KOA in Denver here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Friday we go down to Brazil and the Packers take on the Eagles. We get a kick out of it. Seems like from the outside a little bit of dysfunction. Nobody was a bigger choke job than the Eagles last year. Sirianni keeps his job, but Jalen Hurts and him don't laugh at the same jokes. They have the right coaches. It seems like they've got the right players. The only thing missing was game plan last year. Did the Eagles bounce back and get back to the championship?
Oh, I think they do. I mean, you have a much more competent defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio this year than the whatever that Desai, Matt Patricia roller coaster of whatever that was last year. The Fangio defense is the most popular defense in the NFL right now. It's that tight front, zero tech, 2-4 eyes, and then you play mostly zone on the back end with the, you know, two higher quarters match. It's the vogue defense in the league right now. Vic knows how to get the most out of guys, even if he's not the most likable guy. I think the question mark is on offense. Last year you had Brian Johnson running the offense. It wasn't that good. You got Kellen Moore running the offense, who I think he's overrated as an offensive coordinator. He didn't do – Dallas got better when he left. The Chargers were better before he got there. I think Kellen Moore's a little overrated, so it's going to be interesting to see how he does that offense. They added Saquon Barkley, but Moore doesn't like to run the football, so I wonder how much they waste Saquon Barkley up there. I like the Eagles. They got the smartest general manager in football, but the wrong OC, I think, and I don't know how long Sirianni is there as a figurehead.
Yeah, and these two, you know, big kickoff games tonight and tomorrow, they're great for the NFL as we talk about week one in the National Football League with Benjamin Albright. I got to ask you where you are about what the expectation is for Bo Nix. What is the expectation?
Well, I'm a little lower on it because I'm cautious and wait and see. it's interesting to me. Bo played really well in the preseason. Everybody saw it. The hype is there. The national hype is there. And then everybody seems to want to not – put that with the context that the Denver Broncos were playing all of their starters against the Indianapolis Colts and the Green Bay Packers threes. So, you know, I got a touch of let's pump the brakes here until we see this under live fire. And I like Bo Nix. I think he's fun. Watching him throughout training camp and in the preseason, I would compare him to, you know, Derek Carr. I think that's what he is as a quarterback. Gets rid of it quick, takes what you give him, will use his legs a little bit when he needs to, doesn't take too many sacks. But, you know, it's not a guy that's going to put a team on his back. So we'll see. We'll see if I'm wrong on that. But I urge a bit of cautious optimism when it comes to Bo Nix because, again, the Broncos had their starters beating up on future insurance salesmen this preseason.
I like to say that. Are you guys working at UPS? Our man Benjamin Albright with us here from out in Denver on KOA on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, you got to see, I forget the line you used about, what did you say, toxic positivity was the line about Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson. Now there's news that his calf is giving him some stuff. What is Russell Wilson going to be? Is he going to take all those sacks again? Because it seems like there's a slim chance we see Fields maybe at some point on Sunday here.
Well, both those guys take sacks, so it's not really really a question there. Plus, that offensive line is terrible. They got a terrible right tackle. They've got injuries at center. I don't know how this offense is going to work with two quarterbacks that hold the ball the longest in the NFL. If Russ is able to play, he will play. He's got tightness in the calf, but I talked to that coaching staff up there throughout the offseason. Russ clearly won the competition despite some media hullabaloo around there. Huh. It's going to be Russell Wilson unless it cannot be. We'll see how that goes. But, again, he does have the tightness in the calf. We'll see if that loosens up. But he if he can play, he will.
Yeah, I don't think we can debate his toughness. He's been very durable throughout the course of his career. But you brought up a point, and here's something else, Benjamin, and I think you're aware of this as well. It's Benjamin Albright, guys, NFL insider here on Dukes and Bell. I said their wide receiving core doesn't scare me. I'm looking at the names, you know, and Pickens is still a very young player. He should be a 1,000-yard receiver. But at the end of the day, I'm, like, not fearing them in the passing game. And then you add to that the offensive line issues. I said I feel really good heading into Sunday if I'm a Falcon fan. And that's the reason why. Listen, their defense is top-notch. They've got brand names all over the field. But the offensive line, that's a huge question mark with the way Arthur Smith wants to run the football.
Well, yeah, and that is exactly it. You've got Najee, who's never been a guy that's been able to overcome mediocre lines. You know, honestly, Jaylen Warren's the best running back they have, and he's sitting there number two on the depth chart. But, you know, Arthur Smith, you guys are familiar with what he wants to do. He wants to run the football. He wants to build off play action, hit the deep over for the receivers, and he'll eat you up at the tight end in the intermediate game. And that's what he wants to do. But you look at the way the Steelers are constructed, you got George Pickens and a bunch of guys that wouldn't be starting for any other team. Van Jefferson, I will tell you, has had some flashes. I talked to the coaching staff up there at Pittsburgh. Van Jefferson had some flashes. But beyond that wide receiver core scares nobody. I'm not sure that it scares Georgia Tech, let alone the Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think the Falcons got this one in the bag. The question mark here is going to be that defense, how quickly it gels. Obviously, you guys got Justin Simmons back there, how quickly he gets up to speed. If that defense gels quick, you guys got an easy win on Sunday.
Let's hope so. Appreciate you stopping by, man. As always, enjoy the football. We'll be talking with you throughout the course of the season, Benjamin. And tell my man Tep, I said, what's up, man? Take care.
Yeah, will do.
Benjamin Albright, guys.
Cool.
Again, I'm not going to get out, you know, the cart in front of the horse and all that stuff, out in front of my skis. There are just fundamental things heading into week one that right. We should be able to take advantage of. And regardless of how quickly Justin Simmons or Judon, Mike, let's be honest, there are going to be some of these third downs where you just go get him.
We're just talking about that with some of our guys during the last commercial break. We have not had there's kids here in the parking lot, a bad A. You know, a guy with some edge, some swagger. And we haven't had that since John Abraham. So if you go back to it, I mean, 2016 we brought in Dwight Freeney, and Dwight, I got to be honest, Judon has more left in his tank now than Dwight did in 16. Vic Beasley was the benefactor of that one. But we got a guy who's got edge. And let's be honest, the Falcons over the years, we rarely have that dude, you know? That dude, as you like to say, will rip your head off.
Rip your head off.
I'm speaking metaphorically, kids, in the parking lot. But yeah, man, looking forward to seeing this guy get after it, and you're right. You heard Benjamin break it down. They got issues on the offensive line. Starting to feel more confident, Carl, about this game.
Oh, yeah. I feel really good. But that doesn't mean we can't go in. We got to still execute.
No, but if we don't protect Kirk Cousins, we're in the same boat.
Yeah, we got to. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, unfortunately, we got somebody passing in the hip-hop community. I'll tell you that one if you hadn't heard the breaking news there. Also, you know there's a bunch of new rules for the NFL starting tonight. Not just the kickoff.
There are?
How you tackle.
What?
How you don't tackle.
Huh?
Yes, more opportunities for the refs to screw things up for the team you bet on. Coming up next.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for Shenanigans.
Yes!
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta. Yeah, boy! It is Dukes and Bell, guys, live here on the south side, here on Jonesboro Road in Morrow Forest Park, right?
Yes, sir.
And a great crowd, man. Everyone's lined up. I wish I took the photo. We got everybody here. We got like 60 people waiting to get their hands on their flags, man. Falcon fans ready to rock and roll to represent. And, of course, overwhelmed. We know there'll be Steelers fans there at Mercedes-Benz with those terrible towels. More on that coming up later. First, Carl, sad news here in Atlanta. Just saw this, and you may have already seen this yourself, but Rich Homie Quan, dead at age 34. Apparently, Rich Homie Quan taking some... Now, we don't have this confirmed, but there are some rumors that it may have been some meds misdiagnosed or took the wrong medication or whatever it was. But either way, the story is out there on TMZ. AJC has it as well. Only 34.
Yeah, man.
Carradine is Atlanta home.
For sure. A significant figure in the culture. And certainly, our condolences going out. I'm curious to see, Mike, as you said, we don't have all the details, but that is certainly sad to hear at such a young age. And he was talented, man. There's no doubt. And for those of you who may say to yourself, I don't know about Rich Homie Quan. If I played a song for you, you probably would be like, he's on that song? He was on a ton of hits and had a bunch of hits of his own. So definitely sad news today.
Hey, man, we're going down to Atlantic Station. That's where we'll be tomorrow. We're going to be at Hobnob doing the show. If you guys want to get a nosh before we have the big Falcons pep rally, which is going to start at 7. So we'll be at Atlantic Station coming down. And if you're already here, you got your flags. You're halfway there. You're waving them and having a good time. And then we get on down to Mercedes-Benz. I heard Andy Randy talking about this earlier. Because we're going to have lots of Steeler fans, just like we're going to have lots of Cowboys fans, hopefully, as we talked about yesterday with Coach Raheem, that we are going to change that trend and we are going to now have 90% Falcon fans, only 10%, like the way it is in most other stadiums. Look, when you don't go to the playoffs for 6 seasons, it's kind of self-explanatory. And, you know, when ticket prices go up into PSL and all that, yeah, there's mitigating factors, but hopefully we will not have any fisticuffs. Have you had fisticuffs in your section recently?
No, not. I'll be honest with you. The last time the Cowboys were here, we beat them.
Right.
It was Dak and Zeke, right? And all right. The Cowboy fans were there, and we beat them. And we were in dancing in the stands, and we were clowning around. And Cowboy fans were mad. Why are you mad, bro?
Right.
And that was as close as I saw, because some Cowboy fans were talking noise as they left the stadium. But here's the deal. After your team loses, leave.
Yeah, sit around.
It's not that serious. Once you lose, leave.
Then,
okay?
Then they start going, well, yeah, we got Super Bowls. Yeah, you weren't alive the last time you won a Super Bowl.
Give me a
break. What do I care? You know what you want from me? But that's the thing. I mean, I usually, if it's a Cowboys fan, you really can't say that to Steelers fans. They are generally genuine.
Yes.
Cowboys fans are the same clowns who have a Lakers jersey in their closet, a Yankees hat. Those are those guys. So I usually say, go get your Lakers jersey and get the heck out of here. But the reason I bring it up, we've seen a lot of fisticuffs. You know, even like the other day, it was like a Padres interleague game, right? And you're like, who's fighting at a Padres Twins game? what brought that on? No, I heard it, and I was driving to work today. I heard Andy Randy talking about it, and I was like, nah. We generally, in our section, we have a pretty good – I can't speak to everybody, but in 342, we've done a pretty good job the last couple of years of buying out the seats, even though, obviously, it's not been winning.
Sure.
But, we just felt – I think last year – there was a buzz last year. Obviously, it didn't pan out, but this year the buzz – it's just a darn shame we couldn't have folks at Mercedes. I mean, I just say at Flowery Branch, because people are really stoked this year. They want to get on board with this so bad.
I agree. And I think if they would have saw what we saw or seen, Mike, with camp and the connection between Cousins and some of these guys we've been talking about, whether it's been Pitts or Drake or even Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? And you'll hear him coming up at 5 o'clock. I'm with you. I think fans would have much more, a little bit more passion about it because they haven't seen it.
Right.
We saw it, and we're all geeked up. We're like, look, they look really good. But I agree. I think Sunday's going to be great at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
All right. Does anybody understand the new kickoff rules?
No.
Not really. I don't even think some of these special teams coaches know what to expect. They will have Cordarrelle Patterson. How quickly he gets implemented into their special teams game, I don't know. But he would be a perfect guy for this kind of new kickoff.
Yeah, but by the way, are we kicking it to him? You know he's dangerous.
I would not be kicking it off to him with these new sets of rules where, the line basically, they're right across from each other, 5 yards. The defensive team will still drop back to receiving team. And then you have the idea is less contact. The only guy who's going to take the contact is still going to be the running back trying to make his way down the field. The other thing is, guys, the hip drop tackle, which
again, didn't know that was an epidemic. Yes, we've seen guys blow out some knees with it, but I didn't think it was something they needed to really readdress. So now you've given the referees another rule to perhaps misinterpret in a big moment. How many times have we seen Grady Jarrett squish the quarterback only to have targeting or, you know, some kind of unnecessary roughness nonsense? This is one I'm having a hard time with. I'm also getting a kick out of watching the fans taking low-angle photos of the Falcons cheerleaders. Anyway, guys, we're hanging out here on the south side.
I think they're trying to get a QR code.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, oh, it's a QR code.
Yeah, I think there's a QR code.
I thought they were doing something unseemly.
Oh, no. I mean, come on. I mean, there are all these guys. And then look at them. They're trying to get the code.
You've got beautiful women. You've got a QR code at, like, below knee level. It just kind of created a strange optic for me.
That's the excuse that brother's using.
All right, by the way, the lovely guys, give it up for our Falcons cheerleaders here. And for those who don't know, we talked to the ladies. They love guys, right? You love middle-aged guys, divorced, overweight, pattern baldness, right? And unemployed, right? That's your dream guy? So if that checks any of the boxes, no, it doesn't. I'm kidding, of course. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock, but we're going to start giving away those flags at 5. One last story for you, Carl. It was funny. I was talking to a guy. Everybody that came out today who's a car guy. Of course, we got tons of car guys here on the south side.
We got to do our car show, by the way.
One of the guys.
Well, real quick, y'all interested in doing a car show with Dukes and Bell? Y'all know some people?
Yeah. We do our own Dukes and Bell.
Bring your rides out, your whips.
You know what we'll call it? Hey Man and Octane.
I love it.
That's what we'll do.
I love it.
But it was funny because we started chatting with these guys, and there's a couple of dudes who were either serving in the military in Europe, and they heard me talking about driving in Italy, and this guy's like, and it's funny, it became like a one-up story. The guy's like, yeah, man, I was in the Army in the Autobahn. I was doing like 160. Another guy goes, yeah, I did 170. Another guy, well, yeah, I did 185. All of a sudden, it's like this.
Like they're one-upping everybody.
I'm like, what were you driving? It was a Hertz rent-a-car. I'm like, well,
because you can over there.
Yeah, you can't do that, but I do appreciate the love. Hey, man, we'll come back. We're going to hear from Darnell Mooney for guys who missed that conversation. And if you are trying to make your way down to Napa Auto Parts here on the south side, Jonesboro Road in Morrow, we're going to start giving away those Falcon flags. We've literally got over 70 people lined up ready to go. It's going to be a blast, Carl. Good times today.
No doubt, guys. Coming up, by the way, we do have some tickets for you. As a matter of fact, if you're a Blake Shelton fan, we got a ticket giveaway. Blake Shelton and Friends and Heroes Tour. Craig Morton, Dina Carter, Trace Atkins. They're going to be in town Saturday, March 15th at State Farm Arena. And so you will be able to have tickets. I think that's the correct date. But we've got a pack of tickets, I think a pair of tickets to give away. So stay tuned. We're coming back. What did Grady say today? Because he spoke. Matthew Judon had some things to say, too, about this first game.
Yeah.
Stay there. You're going to hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.